Plumber, Faisal Shahzad gets life. Red tape is stalling projects at the border. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Here we are, staring down the barrel of yet an exciting week on one end of the spectrum. If you're a sports fan, we got all kinds of great things happening with Major League Baseball. The playoffs set to get underway. I know a lot of DVRs are being set as we speak, so that when certain people come home, they can kick back and watch game after game. Have no fear, we will preview the playoff games coming up later this hour. But before we get to that, some serious stuff. I mentioned Faisal Shahzad, and I'll jump back to that in a second. But there was another court case going on, a court case I think that just really pulls at your heartstrings. I mean, honestly, you have to have ice water in your veins if you have no reaction to the story about the family in Connecticut. I mean, 8 horrific hours that changed the life of the Pettit family, a family that, by all accounts, the people around them loved them. They were highly involved in things, were raising 2 really nice daughters. One was 17, one was 12 years old. And 2 guys, Stephen Hayes and Joshua Kamajinski, ruined that family life in Hartford, Connecticut. And they did that by terrifying this family for 8 hours and ultimately killing the wife of Dr. Pettit and the 2 daughters. So now, finally, there is some justice because this happened in 2007. By the time it goes through the court system, and this is just one of them, it's the first guy that I mentioned, Stephen Hayes, was convicted on 16 of the 17 charges against him in connection with those deaths of Jennifer Hawk Pettit and the 2 daughters. And that included counts of murder, 9 of them, and capital murder, and 4 counts of kidnapping. The only thing they didn't nail him for was an arson charge in the burning of the family's house. When the verdicts were read, the guy stood at the defense table, this Hayes creature, just looking down while other people reacted in the courtroom, mostly the Pettit family members embracing each other as they've been through this horrific thing that happened all the way back in July of 2007. And it was a home invasion case in the middle of the night. Briefly, what happened is the 2 who broke into the house stalked the mother, Jennifer Hawk Pettit, and the 2 daughters while they were shopping at a grocery store. Then they were just out there waiting, biding their time until they could break into the home, and that's exactly what they did. Now, the doctor survived, and I think I give him so much credit because I can't imagine, I don't think, I know I give him so much credit. I can't imagine going through this experience. And there he was in the courtroom, and he was there every chance he could get. And he got in front of the mic because everybody wants to know what he's thinking and what does he think about Stephen Hayes being convicted of capital murder and the fact that he could face the death penalty. And here's what he had to say afterwards.
There is some relief, but my family is still gone. It doesn't bring them back. It doesn't bring back the home that we had, but certainly a guilty verdict is a much better sense of relief than a verdict of non-guilty. People keep asking that question, why do you do it or how do you do it? I think most of you out here, you know, are good human beings. I think that you probably would all do the same thing for your families. If your family was destroyed by evil, I think that you would all try to do the same thing and be there for your family. I mean, it's the one thing you can do. So, do I really want to do it? Do I look forward to the right every day? No. You know, I have a little nausea every time I get off the exit ramp, a little nausea every time I get out of the car and walk across the street. But I think I do it for my family, but I think all of you, I think, would do the same thing for you, for your family. So what matters to me most is my family and my memories of my family, and trying to do good things through our foundation. I don't know, over the last couple of weeks, I've just kept trying to tell myself that good will overcome evil, and we'll keep trying to do good things and try to refocus myself on the positive and stay away from the negative.
All right, good for him. What a rough thing. You heard him say how awful it was to go through that. And then, of course, there's another trial for the other guy. When Stephen Hayes was asked why didn't he said he wanted to leave when all of the home invasion stuff was getting out of control. Why didn't he leave? And in the police interview, he said his life sucked and that he had no money, no car, and not enough to eat. Why didn't he leave? Because of his desire of money. Just a sad, sad, twisted tale. And there's lesson in all of this. And because of the arguments that we're seeing that will ultimately go up to the Supreme Court on the Second Amendment, it's ripe for that, that what could have happened had somebody had access to a gun? Would it have been any different in this case? Would the doctor, for example, have been able to fire off some rounds into these guys? Or maybe not, but he would have had a chance, perhaps. And I think that it's awful and it's tragic. And again, listening to him, you just have to feel for that situation and dealing with it, because it gets drawn out for so long. First, the horrific thing happens, and you grapple with that. Plus, he was injured. He was beat within an inch of his life. And then it puts the pieces, you know, you're putting the pieces together of your life, and then you go through that whole thing over the trial. Crazy. All right, so this other story, as far as courts and crime and the police blotter is concerned, I mean, we're not surprised, of course, that Faisal Shahzad gets life, and he didn't really say much. This is another guy. He's not going to be contrite over what happened, because the idea was that he was going to be able to kill a lot of people, and that ultimately didn't happen when the detonator didn't work. The detonator didn't go off. So Shahzad gets life for almost blowing up Times Square, and I think that's a fair deal. And he's 30 years old, so who knows how long he lives in prison, but he'll be there forever and a day, and that's it. He's locked away, gone, done with, and out of the way. Abdullah Mutallab, remember, he's the other guy in that Christmas Day bombing, and that was even more frightening at how close he came. He was the underwear bomber. Same thing. Couldn't actually pull the trigger on what was supposed to happen. The detonator didn't work. It really makes you think in the span of time, where you have the Times Square thing, lots of people, then you have this other thing on a plane. What happens the next time when somebody's able to actually detonate the bomb that they have, like what we're hearing about in Europe, this terror threat? In France, they've arrested 11 as part of that. In fact, we'll tell you about that coming up around the bend here on ATN.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com, or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
A couple of quick hits for you that caught my eye during the day. The Army updated its 17-year-old rule book on espionage. You know why? Come on. If we were on a game show, I wish I could give you a hint. Think about it. If I said WikiLeaks, would you understand what I mean? Yeah, that debacle. Well, they updated the book to say that if troops do anything to leak classified information to the media, they're in big trouble. So it's because of the Army intelligence analyst that was charged by, after he provided all that classified video stuff to WikiLeaks, the group that describes itself as a government whistleblower, which actually some of what was posted on WikiLeaks was pretty raw stuff. I mean, hey, not for nothing, but that website makes a name for itself doing that. And somebody gives them the documents. So this should have been something that the Army did a long time ago. But it's the typical thing. Just like the government. Nothing's done, nothing's done, nothing's done, nothing's done. Then some disaster strikes, some embarrassment happens. Somehow somebody's exposed. And there are things that could have been prevented anyway. So this new regulation requires that you'd have to notify somebody if you suspect that information. So, like, if I'm the roommate of somebody and they're doing this, they're supplying the information, then I got to contact somebody if I think the information's been leaked and they've got now a new hotline set up to collect threat reports, I guess. So, it might be tougher to get some of those leaked documents in the near future. All right, here's another quick hit for you, too, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. If you want to throw in your two cents, as always, here on ATN, don't be shy, step forward. 800-259-5791, punch in the digits, 800-259-5791. Do we care about Gitmo's hunger strike? Meh. All right, so a Guantanamo prisoner who's been on this strike for more than 5 years is occasionally, I guess, eating solid food, but still very, very underweight and suffering from medical conditions because of the protest. So the Saudi prisoner, his name is Abdullah Rahman Shalabi, has begun to see the detention center's longest hunger strike by eating just sporadically. Every once in a while, pretty much, he'll do it. And it might be a liquid nutrient and something else that they might be able to give to him. He's been at Gitmo since 2002 when he was picked up by the Pakistanis at the Afghan border. Our government says he's suspected of being a bodyguard for Osama bin Laden. You've heard his name before, but he hasn't been charged. And he says he has no affiliation with Al-Qaeda, and his attorneys have asked a judge to order that he be returned to his country. So far, that hasn't happened. Nothing has happened in this case lately, anyway. And he continues to be on the hunger strike, and says he's going to do that until something happens to him where he is sent back home. Wow, I mean he's like under 100 pounds, I think, at this point. Nobody's really discussing any of the details about the case at Gitmo. It's hard to get information, in fact, on it. There's 170 men, as you know, that are there, and this is kind of one of those weird spots where we had all this play about Gitmo's going to be closed, by January. Here we are, and it's October. Nothing has happened at Guantanamo. Because, first of all, anything that happens has to get approved by Congress, and the amount of money to move everybody, plus all the money that was spent for Guantanamo, then opening a prison here up to for the kind of prisoners that we're talking about, and re-racking that would take a lot of money and forever and a day. So it's stalled, I guess, at this point. Who knows if he survives in time for something to change. All right, let's move on to some of the calls. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, Kate, do you think with the $1.5 trillion that Obama has been spending that we do not have in the federal government, that he could spend the money to at least fulfill one of his campaign promises of closing down Gitmo, yeah?
Yeah, boy, that one got shoved aside pretty fast, because once again, it was like, does anyone ever read the rules? Does anyone understand that you can't just surreptitiously say, I'm going to close this? I mean, of course not.
You do have to give him credit, the fact that, his rhetoric in running for president, of pulling this out, doing this, and shutting this down. And
yeah.
It's pretty much not been as hardcore as he expected it to be, to be able to just drop it, do this, and, he has, the mission in Iraq has changed, but that was already scheduled that way,
Right.
As soon as they get enough troops chained, and, the United States would fall back in a supportive role, and so that was already in the plans, and he's just making it sound like, like it's all his idea, which, of course, it's not, But anyway, though, the other interesting thing, we're only, 4 weeks away from the election, is that right?
Yeah, less than a month. I mean, to do the math, here it is the 5th, we're talking the 2nd, it's close.
Yeah, isn't it interesting how a lot of the issues are all of a sudden the immigration issue and the healthcare issue and, are kind of being, I don't think maybe I'm not paying attention enough, but I'm not hearing too much about those. Right now, all I hear, is mudslinging and, this person's this bad person and this person's this bad person and, between the two parties and that's why, I think that's why a lot of Americans are just fed up with it, Kate.
You know what? It is a lot of personal attacks more than the other, more than the specifics. It's you'll hear about the economy and jobs and not so much about immigration, a little bit about health care, but not really. It is more about the personal attacks. It's more about, oh, all the Republicans are trying to do is this, all the Democrats are trying to do is this, and whatever the alternatives are, we're the alternative to that, whoever it is that's running. You're right, the focus is all on that.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how much the Congress changes over this election. And, you know, unfortunately, the off election, what do they call them? Is it midterm election? I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, midterm, yeah.
Right. That they, typically people don't show up too much to vote. Heck, they barely show
That's
up
right.
when they're voting for the president, you know, and, it's just amazing. But anyway, the playoffs start tomorrow with baseball, yeah?
Oh, I know. Can you believe it? I said this is like my favorite time of the year because you got everything working on all, clicking on all cylinders, college football. You've got the pro football, and it's coming into its fifth week. And, of course, we've got, like you said, Major League Baseball playoffs. You have the Phillies. You've got the Twins, the Rangers, the Rays, a lot of interesting storylines, the Yankees. Should be interesting.
Yeah, you've got, and then you've got, of course, the preseason for the NHL and the NBA just started theirs. It's kind of the 1 month where it all of them just about meshed together. So you've got golf going still, you know, but anyway, I'm just a little sore about the Pumpkinhead making it into the playoffs. So
I understand.
I call the Giants, you know, people think, oh, it's from the Bay Area originally. Oh, you like the A's, you must like the Giants. Heck no, man. That's one of the most bitter rivalries there are.
No, I agree with you. And the Giants just eked in. I mean, that's what happened. You know, the Padres didn't. They get in, so that's what happens. And they got an interesting night of baseball, let's say, on Thursday, the Giants, as they've got to go up against the Braves.
Yeah, I'll give them credit, okay? You know, their pitching staff set a modern major league record of 18 games in a row holding teams under 3 runs.
Yeah.
You know, down the playoff stretch, you've got to give them credit for that. But
That's why they're there, Don. Absolutely. That's what you said. That's why they're there. You just gave us the roadmap of why they got there. All right, we'll be watching, buddy, and it starts early in the day, too. On the flip side, we can count.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. How about this scary statistic? One in four students, young adults, binge drink. I don't know, is this surprising to anyone? In my mind, I'm thinking college campuses and whatnot, but even younger than that, one in four high school students and adults age 18 to 34 actually are part of this binge drinking. And what these numbers come from is released from a government study. The Centers for Disease Control pumped out this information. They say 60% are binging. High school students admitted to that. Men in the study were more than twice as likely as women to binge drink. 21% of men report doing it, compared with 10% of women. And binge drinking was more common among whites than blacks. 16% of whites report doing it, 10% of blacks. Binge drinking, what does that mean, just in case you don't know? That seems pretty obvious, but what happens is you're not alcoholics. They're not alcoholics, but they'll take chances with alcohol without realizing the risk or the danger they pose to other people, like getting in a car and driving. So maybe a fatal car crash, killing somebody in that crash, health risks, things that happen. Drug overdoses can be combined with that, and it's pretty bad. What they did for this study is they contacted almost 500,000 people. This was pretty thorough, and they did a behavioral risk survey in 2009, And a lot of the kids, 16,000 of them were kids, they were 14 to 18 years old. And I think what probably of everything I read in this that was the most shocking is that 2 in 3 high school students drank alcohol, okay, but say they binge drink, and then they would be intoxicated, just smashed. I'm thinking, wow, where are they do? You know, with the drinking age, 21, are a lot of parents holding these bashes and taking the risk, because you know how that is. If the kids leave and something happens, then it's tied to you. Or are they saying, well, we'll just throw it so we know where everybody is? But crazy. Those numbers are pretty high for, like I said, the binge association. So that's not a flat-out alcoholic. That's somebody who just, as is described, they do it occasionally. All right, here's another we can count for you. When we look at the numbers, and of course, they're, you know, everything runs on numbers. The French are saying that they've arrested 12 in terror raids now. We know that there was this State Department issuing a warning, and France seemed to be the main deal, the Eiffel Tower being evacuated twice and all of that. So there were overnight raids. 12 people were picked up in the raids, and this happened in London. And these are arrests that happened a couple of days after the travel alert. 3 of the people arrested were linked to a ring getting jihadis back from Afghan. Others were tied to an Islamic group, extremist group, and gun running. And so they're trying to determine whether this was the whole commando thing they were hearing about, as to whether they could tie more of those people to that. So far, it looks like there's definitely links to Al-Qaeda, but were they actually going to be the guys that were trying to pull off the commando-style slaughterings? And let's hope that that doesn't happen. All right, it seems like almost everybody is throwing their name in the ring for 2012. And, I mean, seriously, not just the political types that are out there, but the ridiculous types. Would you vote for Donald Trump for president of the United States? So he hasn't formally thrown his hat, let's say, in the ring, but he is considering it, and for real. He is considering, because he's got plenty of money and plenty of mouth and plenty of name recognition, not the political part of it, but he said he's really giving serious consideration to running for president. He said America's lost all global respect, and he's even seriously been asked to run as a Reform Party candidate. He says, I'm a Republican, so if I did anything, I guess it would be as a Republican, but I am being serious. I can't stand what's happening to the country. And at first, when I was asked about it years ago, I had no interest. This is the first time I'm really considering it. I might decide to do it. And he's apparently been polling New Hampshire residents on the possibility. His name has come up in the survey. Some of the people have been questioned about Trump. And he said he was surprised at the results, because people are saying he has the common sense and the finesse to be the commander-in-chief. Donald Trump. Matt, I don't know. What do you think? The hair alone would be a comedian's dream to have Donald Trump as president of the United States. But on the serious side, yeah, I'd have to say thumbs down on Trump for prez.
Yeah, it sounds more like a publicity stunt than anything. I can't see a guy like that who, he's been successful, but he's also had plenty of failures business-wise, public relations-wise. I don't see him going for the presidency like that.
No, I mean, in a serious way, I don't see it happening either. You had the oddball people that have decided they want to run for president, and then they start to talk about it, and it becomes more a conversation than anything else. And I don't see the Trump thing panning out. And maybe it is just a whole big publicity thing. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, the Flyers have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than Trump has a better chance of becoming president.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, no, if you want to talk about plucking someone out of obscurity politically, I'd say no.
Yeah, well, or the Toronto Maple Leafs have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so anyway, okay, now I guess you know I referee football.
Okay. We know, yeah.
Okay, Saturday I was working with Elizabeth. Don't worry, we didn't have that parent. We weren't at his park. Okay, so after we finished doing our three-game program, we're sitting around, you know, we're talking, you know, how she was doing and how she's progressing. And afterwards, there's a varsity football game. So three of the officials show up, and there were supposed to be two others because there's supposed to be five officials on a varsity football game here in Quebec. So they look and say, oh, it's supposed to be so-and-so and so-and-so. They call. They're at a wedding. They forgot they had a game.
Right.
Yeah, so luckily, we have to be there. And so Elizabeth is saying, so then the three other guys told her, look, we'll talk you through it. You'll do just fine. And they look at me and said, we're just glad you're here. Looking at me. I went, I love you guys too. So then, okay, we go out and do the game. Great game. She, you know, she made some good calls. She was out of position for a couple of them, but, you know, like we said, it was an emergency, you know, pressed into emergency. So as she left, three other officials are saying, where the hell has she been? She
right.
has potential. I went like, yeah, that's what I've been telling everybody. You know, this is her second year. I could picture her in another 5, maybe 7 years doing university football. That's how confident I am about her.
Ooh, how would they feel about a woman in Canada doing university football?
There are women doing university
football. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and basically it's zero tolerance.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, okay, you call, hey, ref, you're blind. I mean, how much, you know, but if they call her certain names, I'm not going to.
Yeah, female things, yeah.
Female things. Then, you know, so I think she's that good. So then one of the officials was saying that's a way of saving our butts. Yeah, I'll give you a ride home. I'll give you and your girlfriend a ride home. I said, well, she's got her car here, and we got something else planned. He goes, be careful. We looked at him, and we didn't say anything. We just left. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, okay, is it getting nasty in Connecticut? Because I know New York and Vermont, their political ads are getting Connecticut. I mean, are getting down and dirty. Is Linda McMahon getting down and dirty?
Yes. I mean, actually, both of them are. It's pretty much all about attacking and mudslinging now at this point. You probably heard Don say that. He was on right before you, and that's
right.
Really what it's turned into. And, yeah, and Connecticut, both of them are trying to prey on each other for different things they've said. She's going after his lack of what he's reporting he did in the military. Right. He's going after her for what she's saying about the minimum wage.
Who's her opponent, by the way?
Who's her what?
Who's Linda McMahon's opponent?
It's Richard Blumenthal.
Okay. So is this Mr. Blumenthal? I mean, is he also using some wrestling stuff?
He has said some things about wrestling. No, he's not trying to. He doesn't focus on that though. He's trying to look for things because you remember this is the first time for her in politics. So the inexperience,
right.
He's trying to take more jabs at that than anything.
Yeah, but I think she knows because she's dealt with the public, you know, she's dealt with the public a little more than he. I don't know what he did before he did this, but I think I give her the checkpoint on because she knows what to say because of the husband. I know you're up against it. Anyway.
Yeah, she has a good command of knowing, you're right, knowing how to spin things, talk publicly, speak publicly, but so does he, and he's got a political background. All right, on the flip side, we're going to talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs and some other things that are happening in the world of sports.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Anything, but in particular sports, I think you have to have love for the team, undying passion for your team, that no matter what, and you can kick them because they're like your family, so you can criticize your team, but you are always a fan of that team. Baseball is still the great American pastime. I mean, we all love football. I love me some NFL and college ball, and I know many of you do. That's why we do Nail the Score on Thursday nights, to have some fun and to talk a little NFL football. But baseball is still the grand game. And this is the perfect time of year because you get a little bit of everything. And if you're into sports even a little bit, you're just, oh, you are just, it's like Christmas wrapped into Easter and 4th of July. It'd be like every holiday all at one time. And it starts on Wednesday. Hump Day is the best day because a lot of the games are revealed. A lot of these series will start. So let's talk about some of them. A lot of questions surrounding the Rangers. They haven't been here in a while. You have to go back to 1999. Can the Rangers actually win the series this time? They won the West, but can they get over on the Rays? What happens with the Twins? They've struggled with the Pinstripers for a long time now. Can they get through the Yankees this time around? And the Phillies, in my opinion, have the best chance of all, because I think this is the best Phillies team that I've seen. Yes, they won the World Series 2 years ago, and hey, they were back in the series against the Yankees and sadly lost last time around. But I think this is a different Phillies team, and they have the total package this time, the pitching especially. So is the Phillies rotation the toughest of them all? There are a lot of things we could talk about when it comes to Major League Baseball and the playoff picture. But we're going to let you hear some of the sounds from the players and from a couple of managers. Here's Roy Halladay talking about the Phillies and what's going to happen with Philadelphia.
You know, there's guys in the front of the lineup that, you know, leadoff guys not only have power, but can run, can create, you know, trouble on the base paths. You know, solid middle of the lineup, and some veteran guys at the end of the lineup. So, you know, I think they're very well rounded. You don't feel like it's always your responsibility. I think it's, you know, great to be a part of a team where you can lean on other guys. And we've been able to do that very well here, I think, in the second half. And I think that enables you to do a better job when you go out there.
All right, so they're going to have to lean. Of course, it's team effort, and this is a good team. My prediction is the Phillies will win their series. I like their chances big time, but, you know, we'll see what happens when they start to play them, and that happens starting tomorrow in the afternoon. We'll give you all the times and all that stuff in a second. But do the Phillies get over on the Reds? Let's go to the Rangers for a second. I mentioned this. It's been a drought for the Rangers. In fact, their little slogan is, it's time. It's time. You see that all over the place. It's time. So is it time for them to go all the way? Josh Hamilton, who will be a key figure in all of this, talks about going up against the Rays, the team that actually drafted him.
Seeing the guys that I've played with over there, you know, during the regular season, we kind of meet out behind the second base, you know, warming up and stuff, and kind of cut up and talk with each other and, you know, getting to kind of catch up a little bit. But it's good to see that factor of it. But at the same time, now is, you know, we might get a little wave, but it's not going to be the buddy-buddy, you know, how you doing type of atmosphere.
Yeah, it's not going to be the buddy-buddy atmosphere at all. All right, Dusty Baker, the manager of the Reds, it's funny because when we were putting these clips together and Matt was telling me about them, automatically my mind goes to the Giants. And you could say Chicago because there was a stint there, but I just always think of Dusty Baker and the Giants, which, of course, was 100 years ago. Now with the Reds, what will it be like this time around? He had some advice for the players.
So my guys have fun with it, you know, be determined, try to relax the best you can. It's okay to be nervous, but don't be scared because nerves are natural. And just go out and just play good, hard baseball like you played the whole year and just pretend it's another game.
Bye-bye, Reds. You know, I bleed for the Phillies, and I say the Phillies are going to have an easy time with the Reds. All right, so we move on to the Twins. Our mothership, of course, is in Minneapolis. We know that our man, Matt Johnson, loves the Twins. The Yankees and the Twins, I said at the top, can they get through the Yankees this time around? Well, listen to the manager and a player. We have Guardy, as he calls him, and Mowry. Hear what they have to say.
We like coming here. We like coming to the ballpark. People are concerned with the weather. We don't really worry about that. It's cold everywhere else, too. This time of year, you start getting a little chilly. That's okay. But coming here, everything that we have here, from batting cages to you know, the whirlpools, the weight system, everything's here for us. This is a ballpark, and our fans love it.
It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. I think, you know, anytime you're in the playoffs, you know, it's a great atmosphere, especially here in Minnesota. I think we've seen that at the Metrodome. You know, I think our fans have created a great atmosphere here at Target Field all year long.
All right, and it's a new stadium for the fans. It's not the baggies anymore. Remember, you'd always see the highlights. It's not about that anymore for the Twins. And I agree with with Guardian what he has to say about the weather. Who cares about the weather? Because everybody's playing in colder weather now at this point. Matt, I know you're excited. What do you think it's going to take for your Twins to get by the New York Yankees?
I think Game 2 is actually the more important of the games, because Game 1, you've got Liriano going up against Sabathia. It's kind of a flip of the coin there, but I hope we win Game 1. We've
had
won
it
Game 1 before, but we've never won Games 2, 3, or 4 against the Yankees. So I think if we can win Game 1, win Game 2, all of a sudden all the pressure's on New York, and we can probably get through finally and break down that Yankee wall.
Yeah, and Andy Pettit, who knows? You know, looking at his ERA and how he's pitched.
It's shaky.
Yeah, I think so, too. So there is, this could be the breakthrough. I agree with you. This could be the breakthrough time for the Twins. And it all starts tomorrow, East Coast time, 8:37 p.m., and you're going to be there.
I will be there, right, in my Twins gear, down the third baseline. So rooting on in the Twins and booing the heck out of the Yankees. That's for sure.
Awesome. All right.
It's just awesome sports time right now.
It is.
I'm so pumped.
And I agree with you. I feel the same way. We're giddy with excitement. Tampa Bay Rays take on the Texas Rangers. You heard us there with Josh Hamilton and what he had to say about going up against the team that drafted him. And that's an early game that starts 1:37. These are East Coast times. And Cliff Lee, who's been tremendous for the Rangers, actually gets the ball first. And the Rangers, I think, need to win at least one on the road and then bring it back to Texas. They've got the first two, of course, at Tampa Bay. You know I'm a Phillies fan. I say that all the time. And the Phillies taking on the Reds. And it starts at Philadelphia. It's in a later game, 5:07 East Coast first pitch. These are all Wednesday starts. And Halliday gets the ball first for the Phillies. That's not necessarily a surprise whatsoever. I think the Phillies have an easy time with the Reds. We'll see. The Giants and the Braves, interesting series here. That starts Thursday in their first game, 9:37 East Coast time. And, of course, these are all best of five, as you know. When you go into the championship series, it's bumped up to best of seven. And, of course, in the World Series, the same thing. I hope we see some really good baseball in the playoffs this time around, and I think we will. All right, you can send me your thoughts on who you think is going to win. Just write Phillies, and that'll make me happy. To send it to AmericaTonight.net. Hey, don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up on Thursday. Who knows what the game of the week will be in the NFL. Randomly, our computer chooses a game. Then you call in, tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be, and you'll clean out the prize closet. Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
Bueller.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.